this week for Remembering Veterans. We're joined by James Shetler, a citizen historian and independent researcher. James is here to tell us about the story of a pair of dog tags and their long journey back to the doughboy that had lost them a century ago. James, welcome.
Thank you, Tail. Greetings from sunny Minneapolis.
Thank you. So, James, to start, can you tell us a little bit about the man these dog tags belong to, Captain Swenson?
Sure. Captain Swenson, Alfred Swenson, was born and raised not far from me in St. Paul. I live in Minneapolis. His house is still there. The high school, though the building has been rebuilt, is there too. We both attended the University of Minnesota, although 67 years apart, and many of the buildings where he had classes are still there. And I had classes in the same buildings where he probably was. He studied engineering, but he didn't graduate because he contracted typhoid fever and had to drop out. In 1916, he enlisted in the Army and served on the Mexican border. In 1918, he went to France as part of the 313th Engineers. He survived the war, and after the war, he was active in repatriating Polish officers back to Poland. He was scheduled to come home on June 12, 1919, but he was hit by a speeding car in Paris the night before, and he died the next day in an American hospital and was buried in the American cemetery in Sorens, a suburb of Paris.
So how did the dog tags come into your possession?
Well, last fall, I went to France to visit the places my grandfather was when he was in the war. I was staying in a B&B in the village of Nantois, and one of the other guests, whose name is Peter Weaver, from the Netherlands, told me Swenson's story, which was heartbreaking, that he died just before he was coming home. But at the same time, all of the stories are heartbreaking. They're all tragedies. Dr. Weaver had gotten the dog tags from someone who found them actually on eBay. He researched Swenson and found the story of his untimely death. And he asked if I could find more information about the captain since we were both from the Twin Cities. So mostly through the Minnesota History Center and also Ancestry.com, I found out a lot about him. And as a thank you for my help, Dr. Weaver sent the dog tags to me this past December.
So then you decided that you were going to take him back to Captain Swenson. How did that work?
The more I learned about Captain Swenson, the more I realized how much we had in common, both being from the Twin Cities. Many of the buildings that existed in the early 1900s are still here. Buildings he would have been at, streets he would have walked and probably driven on. We were both children of Swedish immigrants. We both attended the University of Minnesota. He would have been in my neighborhood. I live in an older part of Minneapolis. I would have been in his neighborhood. There were just so many things, in addition to my grandfather having served in the war at the same time. I also learned in all my research, especially on Ancestry.com, I could not find any record of anybody from his family having visited his grave in Sorens. I checked transatlantic crossings, couldn't find anything. His mother died within 2 years of his death, so she couldn't have made it over. His father lived till the mid-40s, but I find no records of that. So I thought, well, I don't know if anybody ever visited this guy, but I've got his most personal belonging in my hand, and I wanted to repatriate him with it, at least for a moment.
I've seen the pictures. So you went over there and put the dog tags over his cross and took some images, right?
I did. And it was kind of appropriate. It was a cold, snowy, rainy, miserable day. And it felt like Minnesota, to tell you the truth. and I thought, if anybody in the cemetery knows what this kind of day is like, it's Captain Swenson, because he was from here. And he would have known cold, wintry, snowy, rainy days. And that's the day he and I were having that day.
Well, it's really touching because you really, really do seem to relate to this man. What a great project.
It's been wonderful and very humbling.
You know, it's 65 years apart, but you're a really good friend to this man.
I feel like I am absolutely sure that I know more about this man than any other living person. He had one sister and she had children, and that's where the trail goes dry. And somebody gave those dog tags away. The fact that he found them on eBay, somebody came across them and didn't want them. And somebody in the family at some point. So it's like he's lost. He's just lost. And I didn't want him to be lost anymore.
Yeah, it's a great story. Are you working on any other World War I research right now?
Yes, I am. I am researching other doughboys who were killed or wounded in the war. And as I mentioned, my grandfather, Jay Shetler, served during the war from 1918 into 1919. Jay was a mess sergeant with the 301st Engineers during and after the San Miguel Offensive, and then after the war in Brohl, Germany. I have letters he wrote to my grandmother during his time in the Army. And using those letters, I started a blog detailing his time there. I'm also using a lot of other resources documenting where his unit was day by day when that exists, and including other events going on in the war and in the world at that time. Anyone interested in following the blog can find it at jinthegreatwar on wordpress.com.
We'll make sure it's in the podcast notes.
Okay.
James Shetler is a citizen historian who pursued a story of service.